Governor Walker addresses lands into trust and water protection issues during his Haines visit. And a Skagway celebration marks the completion of the Lynn Canal fiber optic cable. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Juneau Access Road was the central issue during Governor Bill Walker's visit to Haines last week. But in an interview with KHNS, Walker addressed other topics of local interest, including lands into trust and outstanding resource water protection. In July, tribes in Alaska, including the Chilkoot Indian Association, won what they called a historic victory, the right to ask the federal government to put their lands into trust. It's an issue the state of Alaska isn't entirely comfortable with. Former Governor Sean Parnell and Governor Walker appealed a 2013 court decision that would give Alaska tribes the same land trust rights as tribes in the lower 48. Now that a U.S. Court of Appeals dismissed the state's argument, Walker says he is talking with the U.S. Department of Interior about what happens next. It's the Department of Interior that receives trust lands applications.
As far as the process in place, there will be some new regulations that are Alaska specific, which we've been invited to participate in that process.
Walker said he would be meeting with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to discuss those Alaska-specific regulations. When asked what type of regulations those might be, Walker said they might take resource development into account.
Well, making sure that we are a resource state, and so I'm making sure that we are so able to develop our resources in some way. Without necessarily being prohibited on some of the issues associated with land into trust.
The Chilkoot tribe in Haines was intimately involved in the battle for lands into trust rights. Walker came to Haines to talk with them about the issue before he decided to continue the state's appeal. Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette says the council is still deliberating whether to move forward with an application to place its land, including the Chilkoot Estates subdivision, into federal trust. Last year, another statewide issue took on local importance. The Chilkat Indian Village in Klukwan applied for special water protection status for the Chilkat River. They nominated the river for Outstanding National Resource Water Status, also known as Tier 3 Protection. If granted, outstanding resource waters are shielded from activities that cause degradation unless they are temporary and have limited impact. States are mandated by federal law to have a procedure in place to evaluate Tier 3 applications, but Alaska doesn't. Walker says the state has been slow to take action on that requirement.
So it's time that we address that. And so I'm not trying to, you know, some could sort of step away from that. It's a sensitive issue, and let some future governor address that. And that's just not my style.
Walker did try to address the issue during the last regular legislative session. He introduced bills that would put the water protection decision in lawmakers' hands. But that backfired. Many people spoke during House and Senate hearings saying Tier 3 nominations should go to a state agency like the Department of Environmental Conservation. They said giving power to legislators would politicize the decisions.
I listened last year and I heard some concerns and fairly strong pushback and said, you know what, we did hit the pause button on that.
Walker withdrew the bills he introduced. At the time, he said he wanted to come to a more broadly acceptable proposal. When asked whether that means making nominations an agency decision instead of a legislative decision, Walker said,
"There might be some room in between."
He didn't expand on what that might mean.
It's a very sensitive issue on lots of different sides, and so we'll come back with something this year that and it'll be based upon what we heard last year as far as the kind of pushback that we received.
It was definitely a sensitive issue in Haines. A DEC official came to town to explain Tier 3 nominations to residents. The meeting brought out people who were vehemently against the stringent water protection and people strongly in favor. Those against worried it could shut down everything from boating to a potential mine. Walker says he understands both sides.
I'm very mindful of the need for environmental protection. There's no one should be more protective of our environment than us. At the same time, we need to make sure that we're able to have an economy out of our resource development.
Walker says he plans to address Tier 3 protection in the upcoming legislative session, which starts in January. The outstanding resource nominations in Alaska, including the one for the Chilkat River, remain in limbo. Stakeholders from around the region are gathering in Skagway tomorrow to celebrate the completion of a project that promises to improve internet in the Upperland Canal. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Leaders from Haines, Skagway, Klukwan, Juneau, and the Yukon are joining Alaska Power and Telephone in Skagway to mark the completion of a project years in the making.
Simply to celebrate not only the accomplishment, but the connectedness of these communities going forward.
Mark McCready is the director of marketing at AP&T.
And really what it means to these communities as we now have become truly a connected society, it seems, no matter where you live, and it's become such an important and dynamic component to really livability.
The company has completed the installation of an 86-mile fiber optic cable that runs underwater from Juneau to Skagway. It's a multi-million dollar project aimed at improving internet in the region, growing capacity as demand for service increases. They currently use a microwave network. The fiber optic connection is not quite up and running yet. AP&T had estimated that would happen by the middle or end of this month. McCready says crews have been conducting tests and preparing to make service changes.
I would imagine that in the last month or two here in 2016, that in all likelihood we'll start making some adjustments to individual tiers of our service levels and providing more value to the customers.
The celebration in Skagway includes a performance from the Chilkat Dancers of Haines and Klukwan, with an introduction from Haines Mayor Jan Hill, and a keynote address from State Senator Dennis Egan. He'll be introduced by Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer. AP&T's soon-to-be CEO Michael Garrett will also speak at the event. Again, McCready.
We're really excited to be able to bring the folks together that partnered on the project, that will be impacted by the project, to share with them our vision going forward and have them also be able to share their insights, their hopes, how they feel it will impact their communities.
McCready says it's also a chance to look ahead to the future.
Looking at the fact that this region now provides an opportunity for what seems to be a single source going out of Yukon that has struggled with connectivity the last couple of years.
There are no set plans yet for expansion into the Yukon, but AP&T has talked about the possibility. In Alaska, AP&T expects to introduce new internet packages later this year or early next year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Friday's event takes place from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Skagway Traditional Council Building. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org. Have a good night.